Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
The English girl is just as pretty as the German girl, but she is just a little bit thin.
The 9th of July. German schoolboys are on a visit to London.
Our sisters and friends are plumper, but I do not suppose they are so good at games as the English girls.
The press are fascinated with them, but one of the boys senses some suspicion.
Surely there are very few English people who imagine the Germans are their enemies. As for fighting them, it would be absurd.
In the Foreign Office, Anglo-German relations are also an issue today. The long-serving Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey, is meeting the German ambassador. The events of Sarajevo over a week ago are not yet on their agenda. But tensions are already present between the two governments. Germany's hopes for its own empire and the building up of its navy have made Britain uneasy. And so Grey's let Britain move closer to a partnership with France and Russia. He always insists, though, that Britain has kept a completely free hand in foreign affairs.
I can only repeat to you that there are no secret arrangements between Britain and France and Russia which would entail obligations on us in case of a European war.
Grey has to keep in mind his own Liberal Party, where anti-war sentiment is still strong. Many liberals would prefer to keep a distance from the continent and its disputes. Despite this, Grey hints to the ambassador about the collaboration of the French and British militaries.
But I do not want to mislead you.
He can only hope that this is enough to deter Germany from any aggressive moves.
Even though there are no obligations, I do not wish to deny that from time to time, conversations have taken place between the military authorities on both sides.
French soldiers have finally been promised that they will change their traditional red trousers for modern battle dress. The war minister addresses the French Parliament this afternoon.
The English in the Transvaal were the first to realize the danger of bright uniforms and substituted khaki. The French army should be supplied in 4 to 5 years.
The Observer's Paris correspondent notes that the men will stay in their pantalon rouge for quite a while to come.
It will take at least 15 years before the whole army is equipped, so we shall see the thin red line on many more occasions.
What will life be like when it is transferred to film and brought up ever afterwards as evidence against one?
The Daily Mirror is worrying about the consequences of film cameras for ordinary life.
Suppose cinemas were fixed all along our streets for detective and illustrative purposes. Were you passing along the Strand? No, I never go there. Yes, you do. Don't tell lies. The cinema record made on such and such a date shows you in the Strand, looking very plain. It will be as bad as that other awful threatened invention. Seeing by telephone.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adey and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.